Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in-tune visionaries to express themselves to the arts. And you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I appreciate your support. I can't see you, but I do see the stats, and I see you guys all over the world. So I appreciate all that you do and the continued support and continuing to pass the word along about the Lyrical Cypher. I pray that we can grow exponentially with our gifts, exponentially with using this as a platform and other platforms to express ourselves and to share our gifts and connect. And be positive forces in each other's lives and fly like eagles. So I also, for anybody who wants to call in and want to share tonight, that number is 323-642-1532. I just want to take a moment of transparency. I literally closed my eyes to listen to my intro because my brother from another mother, who I call my big brother, He passed away on Saturday, and he does my intro. That's Cartier Jesus. He's a phenomenal. He was a phenomenal poet. He was a husband to a good friend of mine, Kyla Dawn. I'm praying for her. I'm praying for the family. He was an awesome father of two children, Lauren and London. So I'm just praying for them too. I'm just glad I got a chance to meet him outside the arts, and I'm thankful I had a chance to be in their wedding. It was a huge honor to be in a Comic-Con wedding, which was on CNN, I got a chance to be in the Comic-Con magazine as one of the Black Panther warriors when during their wedding. They had a Superman and Wonder Woman wedding, which was beautiful. Never seen anything like it, and it was done at Comic-Con in Raleigh. In 2018. So just very thankful for just all that he left with me. I just ask you guys for your prayers, because this is tough, you know, but something is just pushing me to keep going and keep praying. And also somebody else could be going through this, because a lot of people have lost a lot of loved ones and might not have an outlet. So I just want you to know, this is your outlet. You know, this is an outlet for you if you want to share. You know, we got to get these things out, you know, so we can continue to grow that feel, deal, heal process and continue to be, you know, keep walking and take those people that we've lost with us. So I just had to, you know, I am going to be doing a tribute to him tonight. So you'll be hearing some Cartier Jesus, and we're just going to rock out. So with that being said, another tribute piece. If you haven't heard it yet.
now check her out, Jack, Jack, Jack. Now check her out, Jack, Jack, Jack. Now check her out. Look at her, look at her. Now check her out, Jack, Jack, Jack. Now check her out, Jack, Jack, Jack. Now check her out, Jack. Look at her, Jack, look at her, Jack, look at her. If she don't like it, if she won't like it, if she stay like it, look at her man like it. She got that make it good, that make it good. Taste good, smell good, and it look good, yeah. She know it too, yeah, baby, you the truth, yeah. I don't see no other girl in here as bad as you. And she talk with that attitude, walk with that attitude, stand with that attitude, dance with that attitude. I love it how you get freaky when it's me and you. You see a lady in the street, but in that bedroom, she turn into that other girl. She throw it on me, I ain't worried about no other girl, no other girl. She got that make it good, baby, gone with it, go to world. Work it out, do your thing, yeah, yeah, go, baby. Miss independent, bad chick, yeah, she all that. Cause I can let her play a hit and don't call back. I like it, and she won't like it. She ain't like it, look at her dance like it. She got that make it good, that make it good. It's good, no good, and it looks good.
Moving like Beyonce, make me wanna eat her all up like an entree. I can't front the way she take it to the throat. She hypnotize my eyes, making me give her all my dough. I'm a boss for real, she a gold digging tip drill. But I respect her hustle, her booty got real skills. You should see the way she bounce on cheek, out of time, the way she laying on her back with her legs up in the sky. I'm loving every color, every flavor that she in. It's getting real freaky when I think she bought a friend. And personally, I call them both double men twins. Called up FK, we peeled out in a black Benz. And now it's getting real nice, quite lovely. Popping on the handstand while we sipping bubbly. I know darn well these freaks don't love me, but it's all good cause they ain't getting nothing from me.
Being a child, waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk and a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time, we had to move to the side. Let the cars pass by, they back in the street, be playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time and ends of the evening, and my family is partying. Grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hole through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight from like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and his spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gon' tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the smiles, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it. We feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survived, happy that we found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, 1-3, Paul Place, Texas, Lafayette, George, and the New York
with my man, the right one,
Ocean View. Doing the right thing.
All the VA,
and y'all never thought y'all be
dead.
It's a spoken word
holding me down.
Check
13 of Nazareth
in the building.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and I'm out.
Uh-huh. And I'm happy to be alive, happy that I survived, happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good, say
yep.
it, I feel good, say
yep.
it, I feel good, say
yep.
it, I feel good.
Uh-huh.
Put your hands up in the sky, put your hands up in the sky, swing them from the left to right, swing them.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ day. Yeah, just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for what y'all are mine. But they'll still catch a cafe. Tells me without a sign is nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you too, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look on the bay, hoping to say there's no rage in the deal because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Black Dust, I thank you for this one, baby.
Woo!
To poet Tim Jackson. This one gonna be an anthem.
Exclusive.
Got them Dark Matter cats in the building.
Exclusive.
The homie Big Swag, Marcus Cox. Let's go!
Let's go! T-I-L-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
Can I get an
amen? Amen, amen.
T-I-L-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
This is next level spoken word power.
So many voices coming through the airways do not deserve power. So I will change frequencies, take spoken word to a very high level. How many poets you know got the voice that got the voice to say goodbye, devil? So bear witness to this soul rebel. This is legendary, prophetic, poetic, redemption music. Out to collect and correct the mind before we lose it. And I can't let that happen. Too many brothers out here doing the wrong thing with their rapping. And my hands ain't clapping. So I got the trumpets blowing. Got them horns sounding off. I got them trumpets blowing.
T-I-M-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? T-I-M-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen, amen.
And I'ma take the leadership position. Seen a lot of people looking up the music, but they ain't leaders, man. How they get in that position? They just standing in position, playing their position, while I'm standing on something, taking me higher like I'm on something. And since you think I'm on something, your swag,
like
we on something.
Why? The sky turns green, them dark matter boys must be back on the scene. If Wayne's not in prison, Wayne's back on the lean. This shit right here will cause your backbone to lean. I dealt with them demons, now back to the green. The type that's smoking, that's counted in machines. See, I be going hard, so you know I make it happen. I don't need a 9-to-5, so I guess I keep rapping. Don't you worry about my whips, and now my chips keep stacking. I don't touch the ground, but my people still trapping. Trying to read between the lines, see, if I make it happen, keep thinking you will find this heat that I'm packing. I flow like I'm 18, we roll like the 18. With no bands, we ride like beers and beans. We not on the scene, boy, we on the scene. Don't let my people show you what I mean. Cause we rolling with the T-I-M-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen, amen.
T-I-M-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen?
Spoken word. It's the poet Tim Jackson. Marcus Cox.
I love it.
Swag. Yo, Crown King, I ain't forgot about you, homie. We in the building. Black Dust. We out.
I love it.
Curiosity on the rise like apostrophe. Spit exactly what you're thinking like a prime for B. Nice guy, so forever will be proud of me. I know it's coming, so there's no need of doubt of me. Took a while, but I had to get it out of me. Now every time they see me, they say I got that C, B, I got that H, H, I got that I got that N, N, I got that G. But they're looking right past it. Wrapping up the mixtape, looking for a classic. Fingertips searching, already know the deal. Ever since the first mixtape of Rockin' Lauryn Hill, trying to keep that vibe, keep it high. Spit it till she get it, and I take that ride to the mountain, drink the juice from the fountain. Regurgitate it for the people who say we found them. They want a piece of the pie, but when I'm making cake, cake, trying to hold it on the napkin, but you need a plate. Get it? You need a sturdy foundation. Always keep it clean, come join the ill nation. I'm not about the green, I'm all about the dreams. Stay prayed up, I better look exactly what I seen. Cause I'm God friend, watch what you say, because God hearing. Whatever he say, it goes, it's not an odd errand. I'm in competition with the old me, so every time I sell myself short, I think I owe me. But oh me, oh my, look at this guy. They say he upgraded from the illest on the rise. Hold up, what I'm supposed to do, stand still. On stage, I stand still, spit trash like landfills. Man, chill, I wanna turn you to a fan, maybe hear you scream. You can't explain it, but you say, yo, you got that T, T. You got that H, H. You got that I, I. You got that N, N. You got that G. But you already know the deal. Who that? You're the deal, Will. You know Willie, the one back in NL. Rapping under his breath, but you can never tell. Because the punchline rappers was running the game. So he graduated and started to run in his lane. And he started sticking out like a sore thumb. All about Adidas, so it's safe to say he wore some, right? I would rather see the pictures and paint it for people. If I keep it going, tell me what's the need for a sequel. Didn't think I'd get this far, but now I know I will. Once again, this is my tribute to Miss Lauryn Hill.
Will.
So now I'm playing.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change to get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother. Now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish. Let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money. We all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. Well, says, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on, and I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Reb, looky here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here, let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket, and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is gonna show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the reverend shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scamming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead, because it wouldn't be good if the Palisade Committee found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style, and until he realized he had a conscience, and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, he had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rib kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
So music goes out at 30.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chana, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I actually wanted to do like a small show today, and I hope you guys enjoyed the tribute I did for Cartier Jesus. The nugget I want to give today for everybody is don't miss out on moments. Don't just exist. Live. Enjoy your life to the best of your ability. life has been extremely short for a lot of people, and it's short for us as well, you know. So just do your best to love the ones you're with. Treat them right. Because you want to be able to look back and make some beautiful memories. And don't forget to make those memories. Because you just never know. And then cherish the memories you do have with the ones that have been, that are lost, you know, that are no longer here with us. But just do the best you can to keep praying, keep pushing, keep being the best. You be an eagle. I want to see you soar. I want to see you grow. And be the best you know how to be. So you guys be blessed. And everybody, have a good night. And I see you guys next Tuesday.